You're listening to SBS News.
As Joe Biden says right here, we are only 30 days away from the election, and I cannot stress the importance of voting this election.
That's 18-year-old Harry Sissian appearing on TikTok. He's a high school student who's using the social media app to engage with his generation about politics, and specifically the US presidential election. The platform allows its 500 million users worldwide to create 15-second or one-minute videos in popular meme-like formats. Like Twitter, political ads are banned on the site. The Republican and Democrat campaigns are focused on platforms that do allow ads, like Facebook and Google. But despite the ban, highly political content has become a feature in so-called hype houses on the platform in the lead-up to the US election. Harry Sissian explains.
My generation is one of the most politically active generations we've seen for a long time. Especially in my friend group, yeah, we were very politically involved. And then when I joined TikTok, we really saw the kind of scope of that, how millions of kids across America are politically involved. So a hype house is a word coined on TikTok. Basically, what it means is it's just a group of people who have come together to create a group account, and they all post videos with a similar theme. So, for example, the Hype House I'm part of, which is called the Dem Hype House, has a political theme, and we all post political videos together.
The New Yorker was only 14 when Donald Trump was elected president, but he says he was affected by that election and has since been politically engaged. The Republican Hype House has 900,000 followers. The Dem Hype House has almost 200,000 followers, and their videos go viral. A video posted by the Republican Hype House of a young woman analysing Biden's tax policies has amassed more than 11,500 views. And a video on the Dem Hype House about the Supreme Court has more than 12,000 likes. In June, TikTok users were credited with orchestrating a low attendance at a Trump rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. A viral video on the app encouraged users to register online for the event, with the aim of organizers overestimating attendance and discouraging genuine attendees from going.
Guys, Donald Trump is having a rally next week, and it's free. All you have to do is give your phone number, and you can get two tickets. So I got two tickets, so I can't make it for Friday.
The White House has promised the much-hyped event would be flooded with up to 100,000 people. But this was how the event was reported by ITN correspondent Robert Moore.
But there were thousands of empty seats, and his critics were quick to call this rally a humiliation for the president.
President Trump threatened to ban TikTok, which is owned by a Chinese company, ByteDance, labelling it a security risk. But he then approved a deal allowing Silicon Valley giant Oracle to become the data partner for TikTok to avert a shutdown. Harry Sissian believes TikTok users could be an important factor in the outcome of the election.
I truly believe that TikTok will have a major influence, partially on this election, but for a lot of elections to come. I have people private messaging me all the time being like, hey, I was never interested in politics until I came across the Democratic Hype House or your account. And I do believe that people who are newly 18 and watch our videos are certainly going to participate in the election. Maybe they wouldn't have before.
Paul Barnes is the managing director of London-based app analytics organisation App Annie. He told CNBC that TikTok may not be the biggest player in the social media world, but it still has enormous influence with younger age groups because of their familiarity with the technology involved.
I think it's just tapped into something that really resonates with that particular demographic. And we are talking, very heavily about Gen Z here, the sort of 16 to 25 demographic. And I think, maybe it's this generation that are a smartphone first. The majority of these users were, their first phone was a smartphone.
TikTok fans say they believe the platform has a higher impact with its users than Twitter, Facebook, or any of the other social media. Alan Lee, SBS News.